You're listening to Up Your Game, a weekly show designed to turn dreams into goals and goals into reality. Here's your host, entrepreneur and content creator, De Niro B.
What's going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Now, before we dive into the content and we're going to start dropping some value bombs, wanted to ask you to please subscribe to this podcast. If you haven't done that already, it helps me and it helps you stay on top of all the new episodes that we release every single week. Also, if you haven't, please share this podcast with your friends. It's important because if you're on the rise, you want your friends to be on the same page as you are. You don't want them to slow you down, but most importantly, you want to help your circle grow with you. All right, so let's get started.
What is going on, Game Changers? De Niro B here with another episode of Up Your Game. Today, I am here with Rock Thomas. Rock is a best-selling author, real estate mogul, motivational speaker, and much more. You may have seen his amazingly inspiring Goalcast videos. You may have read his books, The Power of Your Identity, or Your Epic Life Blueprint, Quit the Rat Race and Create a Happier Life. Today, we will talk about Rock's life, his ups and downs over the years, and how he turned everything around by leveraging his relentless work ethic and built an amazing life. So I'm thrilled to get started. So without further ado, Rock Thomas, how are you doing, man?
I am jazzed to be here, and I love listening to people do my introduction, but that was a particularly concise, nice one. So I'm feeling pretty cool about myself right now.
Awesome. Awesome. Listen, thank you again so much for being here today. I've seen your videos several times. And when I found out that I was for sure having you on the show, I was super, super excited. So before we get into the questions, can you tell us about your early life and your beginnings?
You know, I think that we're all part of our programming. You're Italian. You have certain things. You probably eat more pasta than I do. You're exposed to certain things. For me, I grew up on a farm. And I learned how to work hard, and I've learned that there's things that need to get done every day, whether you're in the mood or not. And I developed a really good work ethic, as you mentioned, and I developed a resourcefulness because when things break on the farm, you have to fix them or animals get out of fences and you become creative to get a result. Mm-hmm. And I really was able to take that into my entrepreneurial life. And now, when something happens in my businesses or in a situation, I'm not like, oh my God, we're screwed. I'm like, okay, how do we solve this? I'm a very solution-based individual. 80% of my energy goes to the solution. There's a quick identification. The fence is broken. Okay, barbed wire fence or rocks or the ladder over there that we lean up this way. Okay, great. Let's make it work. It's the same thing in my businesses. And it's allowed me to go on and go from working hard as a farmer to working smart as an entrepreneur. It's allowed me to believe in myself that I could go from dyslexic and not a good speller to an author of 3 books. It's allowed me to go from introverted, shy, can't speak in front of anybody, to becoming a public speaker. It's allowed me to go to becoming a podcaster. And as you saw my Goalcast video, 100 million people have seen it. Wow. I never thought that would have happened. And so I get to help people change their programming and go from a life that they think they have to live, a job that they think will help them, you know, pay the bills, to a thriving, fulfilling existence.
That's amazing. That's amazing. And, you know, we've been talking about the Goalcast video, and I will definitely put it in the show notes anyway. But for those of my listeners that haven't really watched the video yet, can you just give us a quick rundown of what basically the video is about and how you went from when you were a kid to when you got started in real estate? And then I'll ask you questions about that as well.
Yeah, when my parents got divorced and my father remarried, I moved out onto a farm with, I now had 3 more brothers and sisters. And my brother was a guy who now had a stepfather, and he felt intimidated by the fact that now my father was the leader of the house. So he decided to pick on me to level the playing field. And so he would beat me up, he would call me names, and he called me Pizza Face because I had a lot of acne. And I developed a complex that I started to repeat the inner narrative to myself, saying, Pizza Face, you're ugly. I stopped going to school. I pretended I was sick. My grades went down. I felt lonely. I felt left out. And the plan worked for him because now he was the Mac Daddy in our household. I was his little bitch. I don't know if I can say that, but I just did. So
that's fine. Yeah.
Okay. And all I did was try to run around and please him. And he took advantage of that. And I grew up into my 20s with this identity of being a loser and ugly. And then I came across a mentor in my late 20s that taught me that labels are just suggestions. It's a suggestion you're shy. It's a suggestion that dyslexia is a negative thing when Tom Cruise is dyslexic. So people put these labels on each other to create some certainty for themselves. If the child doesn't talk very much, a parent might go, don't worry, little Johnny's shy, to justify a discomfort, an uncomfortable situation for the parent. But then the child looks up and goes, oh, my mom thinks I'm shy. What is shy? Shy is you don't talk much. I guess I don't talk much. And even if it was just maybe that child was sad or hurt or sick that day, they may take that on for the rest of their life. So I took Pizza Face on until I met my mentor and to change that. And he asked me who I could model that I thought that I respected. And I said, Clint Eastwood. And he says, how do you describe Clint Eastwood? And I said, I think he's ruggedly handsome. And as I said that, my face lit up and he goes, say that again. And I said it again. He goes, that's it. You change Pizza Face to ruggedly handsome. And I go, I do. He goes, yes. And I go, well, what will that do? He goes, you just repeat it. The more you repeat it, you'll change the files, like programming in your brain, like a computer, and you'll upload this new identity and picture of yourself. And then you'll start to live through that. So I remember leaving and yelling in the car many times and saying that from then on. And I started to change, started to feel confident. My shoulders went back and I started to say yes to things. And my life changed completely from there on in.
That's amazing. Listen, this is a super powerful story. I wanted to talk about your mentor a bit later. Right now, I wanted to talk about at this point when you were young and all with all that negativity in the house, did you have any idea of how your future was going to unfold? And if you did, what do you think your life was going to be like when you were young, looking, you know, like when you were 30, 40?
I remember my brother beating me up one day when I was around 14. And I remember deciding I was going to become a millionaire. I do remember that. Okay. That was like, okay, I've had enough of this. And we didn't have a lot of money. So my feeling was if I had a lot of money, I'd have freedom. So I do remember deciding that. And that built a work ethic. I mean, I took every spare job I could during my teenage years and started saving money and bought a car at 16. And I was very good at saving and investing. And I was almost a millionaire by the time I was 28. And my dad got cancer and I ended up losing all that. But no, I didn't know what I wanted to be. And quite frankly, you know, if I had somebody that believed in me, I think I could have been a professional athlete. I think I had the ability, I had the work discipline, I had the desire, and I liked to practice. But I never had anybody that said, you know, you've got what it takes to be a hockey player or tennis player or whatever. So I just went out and tried to survive. I wasn't trying to thrive. I was just trying to survive. And then I started to see that, like, if you level up your peer group and you start going, like, you play a game on a regional level, then on a national, then an international, and you see you can hang with those people, your confidence starts to go up. And that's what happened to me is I was in real estate and I sucked badly the first year. Then I got training. Then I got better. Then I became the number one in my office. So I went to the next office that was the biggest office in the city. Then I became shortly the number one there. Then I bought the company and I started to realize I can hang with some pretty big players. So I just kept on leveling up and raising my goals. And before I knew it, I was in Hawaii with the owner of Remax hanging out at a 6-star hotel on his dime. And I'm like, little kid farm boy from Canada didn't do too bad.
That's amazing. Listen, so basically I understand that you had at least a good relationship with hard work at the beginning. But in one of your videos, you mentioned, yeah, that like you were almost 30 years old and even after working very hard and you did what you were supposed to do, quote unquote, you got back to basically being broke. So what do you think had happened? Were you neglecting some areas in your life? Point, or I know that your father got sick for sure. Was that the reason why, or there were other things that were happening at the same time?
So I suffered from not feeling enough and not feeling like I belonged and that I mattered because my parents were rarely there for me emotionally. When my brother beat me up, I asked my dad to protect me. He'd say, you have to protect yourself. I'm not going to protect you for the rest of your life. I was in Asia once when I was 22 and I had my traveler's check stolen. I called him up and I said, can you wire me some money? And he says, you got yourself there, you'll figure it out, and hung up. So I became a model and taught Japanese people how to speak English at the age of 22 when I didn't have any of those skills. But, you know, necessity is the mother of invention. So
yeah.
I suffered from not feeling very important or that I mattered a big part of my life. And I consumed drugs and alcohol to deal with that pain.
Okay.
And so yeah. That was a problem that I had. And then I started to just, you know, get around the right people and realize that everybody suffers on some level from that problem, that inner narrative that they could have done more, they should have done more, they made that bad investment in 2008. What if they didn't? They're not enough. They're too short, too tall, whatever. And so then I started to, as I did the work on myself, I started to realize that I could help people learn what I learned. Mm-hmm. And that I could, what we really want is to be, you know, our personal best.
That's yeah.
all we really can do. I can't be you, right? But I could be the best version of me. In order to be the best version of me, I maybe listened to part of your story. And, you know, you came to Canada. You made some things happen that were not easy. And you had to learn how to speak English, right?
Yeah.
So sure. Somebody else who wants to move from another country to Canada and learn how to speak English, they could learn something from you, what you did, how you did it, et cetera. So I just became really passionate about helping other people get what they want out of their life. And it's one of the most fulfilling things is when you light somebody else up, when you see their greatness and you help them see it, very fulfilling. So I came a bit addicted to that. And now I have 35 streams of income. I've written a bunch of books. I still run a bunch of real estate offices and I have a mastermind group where I help people get out of the rat race and become millionaires through passive income. So to answer your question, what was missing? The understanding of the difference between passive income vehicles and working hard for your money. You have a doctor making $400,000 a year, living a $400,000 a year lifestyle with his nice two cars and a boat and a country home and a house, but he has no life because he has to work.
For sure.
What I've done is I've taken out a part of the market where you can own real estate, do Airbnb, put a product online today, sell something on Amazon or eBay, write a book, have a podcast or whatever, and I can work from anywhere in the world and I show other people how they can do that too. So we find out what their, you know, their skill set is, what they're passionate about, and then we give them a choice of those vehicles. And before you know it, like I got this one guy who was a CPA. Today he runs 27 Airbnbs. Holy and he has an Airbnb online course that he created, and he has 200 clients. He retired himself, his wife, and his mother, and he's now working from anywhere on earth within 2.5 years. Cool or cool?
This episode is brought to you by Phoenix Planner at phoenixplanner.com. I've been using the Phoenix Planner for 3 months now, and as soon as I started using it, I dropped every other productivity tool I was using. The Phoenix Planner lets me set my 3 to 5 year goal, then it breaks that down into a yearly one. Now, once the big picture is complete, it makes you set 4 quarterly goals, and that's when the real planning starts. Phoenix Planner allows you to schedule weekly, daily, and monthly tasks. It has a monitoring system for tracking your habits, and it works as a journal too. On the daily pages, you can write down your focus and what you're grateful for. Now, remember that gratitude is the key to keeping yourself grounded and in control every day. There are also slots for rating your performance and giving yourself feedback. In a nutshell, the Phoenix Planner is the ultimate planner if you want to take your life and business to the next level. Visit phoenixplanner.com to get 20% off your order. Apply the code PHOENIXDEN at checkout. That is PHOENIXDEN for 20% off your order. And now, let's get back to the episode.
Wow, that's pretty crazy. That's amazing, honestly. And is it, these things can happen really anywhere. I hear people say, you know, well, I am from Canada and the real estate market is not like it is in the States. It's not true. I do have friends of mine that are doing just as well in Toronto than the people that I know in the United States. So your story is super inspiring. And I'm sure that it's resonating with a ton of people that are listening to this podcast right now. Yet most of people, they experience hardships. I find that they will retreat and live a life on the sidelines. So how should people go about finding the strength within to keep pushing even when they feel like they've hit rock bottom?
So it's a great question. It's a bit of a loaded answer. I mean, I tell people schedule success. If I looked at your agenda for the next week, would I see things in that agenda that are going to force you to be successful? I'm on 51 Nice. Days of doing yoga every day, and I made a commitment to do 75 days in a row. Did I want to do it every day? No. I was just in Thailand, and I had to go like an hour and a half across town through traffic to get to a yoga class. Was it easy? Was it simple? No. But I was committed to it. And people aren't committed to live a calendar that's successful. What they do is they're committed to not do things that are difficult. So somebody will say to me, for instance, you know, I really want to be in shape, but I just don't have the time. I'd really like to have a successful business, but I don't, you know, I don't really feel like calling people I don't know. When I built my business, I put 6 hours a week of calling people I don't know, whether I felt like it or not.
That's the whole point.
It was in my calendar because I know that if I did those 6 hours, even if I'm a complete idiot, eventually somebody's going to say yes, and I'm going to make money and I'm going to become financially free. But people, they're like, well, no, I'll put it in my calendar if I'm in the mood. Well, no, that's not how it works. People 100%. Sign up for a course, like go to college, because the fact that you signed up and you have to go every week to a class forces you to become the person who gets the certification or the graduation. How many of us signed up to go to college or whatever and went to many classes we didn't feel like going to?
Yeah.
Because we knew that it would get us to graduate and give us an opportunity. So, you know, people have to be around people that are going to remind them that they can do it. You say I'm a motivational speaker. I'm more of an irritational speaker. If I'm around you, I am going to ask you questions that are you're going to have to think a little bit more deeply about. Like, what's the meaning of your life? What's the lifestyle standard that you are going to stand for you and your family? What are you passionate about? What lights you up? Why do you get out of bed? What's your ultimate vision for your health? And why is it going to be, why are you going to be the type of person that has so much energy that the person beside you is going to want to live their life even better, right?
Yeah, for sure.
So it's a longer question, but the quick answer is surround yourself with badass people, people that have the values you have, and it will happen naturally. I went once in Thailand last year to a hotel where they had tennis classes, but they also had an Olympic-sized pool, and I swam in it every day beside the Russian Olympic team.
Wow.
Now, I never talked to them because I don't speak Russian. Mm-hmm. All I did was swim beside them. But you know what? My game went up 50%.
Yeah.
I was just looking at them. I'm going, that's badass. That's cool. Look how he swims. Look at his stroke. Look at the way he turns. Look at his coach yelling at him, blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, I just ate some of it up by osmosis.
Mm-hmm.
So I didn't even speak the language. So be For sure. around successful people. Get in the room with people that are doing the things you want is the most important thing you can do for yourself and for success.
That's awesome. And listen, I already know there's going to be a few people listening to this very episode right now. And as they hear what you just said, they're going to tell themselves, you know, my friends and family members are not on the same page. I don't know anyone. I live in a country where there's not a lot of successful people. So yeah, follow-up question is, do you think that people that don't have those resources, you know, at arm's reach, they can find people online, start with maybe like online masterminds or like even courses, goalcast videos, podcasts like this one? Do you think that is a good beginning?
Yes, I do. And as an example, how did you get me on your podcast?
Well, through Instagram, actually. Yeah. Through Instagram.
So you reached out, right?
Yeah. Yeah.
And was it really difficult to get me on your podcast?
No. I mean, we've scheduled it. We had it in the calendar for 5-6 weeks. That's it. And then the day came and I'm here.
did you talk to me or did you talk to some of my staff?
Well, through the I think I talked to you. I'm not too sure. April also for maybe, but right. Probably you as well. Yeah.
Right, but you spoke to me, and then yeah. My team organized the logistics, and then yeah. Here we are. Right.
Yeah.
So the answer is, you got to ask, right? You got to get out there. If you like somebody, reach out to them. The worst they'll do is say no. And if you're persistent, then you'll get on there. I got Robert Herjavec from Shark Tank on my podcast.
Wow, nice.
I got Marianne Williamson, who's running for president, on my podcast. And I did the same thing you did, is I reached out and I asked to talk to these people. And, you know, I gave value to Marianne Williamson. I think I bought 50 of her books. She had a new book coming out. And I said, I have a tribe, a mastermind group. I'll buy 50 of your books. Would you jump on my podcast? And that was enough for her to say yes, right?
That's awesome.
So, but yeah, masterminds are a bit of a buzzword right now. I started one 8 years ago, a tribe of healthy, wealthy, generous people that choose to lead epic lives. And it's an online community, and we do events throughout the year, but a lot of times people don't have the money or time to get to the events. So they get to have the community online, and it's a fantastic place. I've helped 54 people become millionaires. And probably half of them I've never met in person.
In person. That's super cool. That's the power of the internet, honestly. It's just, you know, the problem I find that is a lot of people just listen to their parents. And, you know, it was okay back in the day when you're like, don't cross the street without looking left or right first. That type of stuff is okay. But right. When it comes to, you know, creating a life that your parents haven't created, because back in the day, the resources weren't there. You got to start looking for the truth outside of your family, outside of your circle of friends. And I always tell my listeners the same exact thing. Listen, so when you were about 30 years old, you said that you met a mentor and it helped you with your real estate career. So what is about real estate that ignited that fire inside you? And how did you go about becoming so successful in that field?
I've always looked back at the people that are most successful, and they have these two character traits unanimously: hard work ethic, and they're passionately curious. So if you take an athlete, they love to practice. They're always asking their coach, what do I do? How do I, you know, swimmer? How do I turn better? How do I get a better stroke? So they're very curious, and they show up and they do the work. Make sense?
Yeah.
So if you have that, those character traits, the next thing is to find a mentor. So my mentor kind of found me, and he says, Rock, you have a great work ethic. You are a learning-based person, but you're running east looking for a sunset. You're doing the wrong strategy. So I'm going to give you the right strategy. And the reason I'm seeking you out is because I know that if you have the right strategy, you're going to kill it. So I kind of looked at him like, really? You believe in me? Because I didn't really have anybody tell me that. My father didn't say I believe in you. He said, you're never good enough. I didn't have an uncle that believed in me. My grandparents were in Holland. So I didn't have anybody tell me you're awesome. And this is the first guy at the age of 30 who told me, basically, you're awesome. So I was willing to die for him. I wanted him to be so proud of me, kind of like a surrogate father, that I just did everything he said. And then my success skyrocketed. I broke every record.
Amazing. Wow.
And then he sold the company to me. And I bought the company at the age of 34. I had the most successful real estate company in the entire province of Quebec. And then I proceeded to quadruple it in the next 4 years and broke every record, sold $1 billion of real estate a year. Because in real estate, you can work as much as you possibly want and you get paid on results. So that was really great for me. And I was lucky. I got lucky. The market, when I bought the company, the market took off. For 10 years I owned it, the market was good. And even when it was a little bit not so good, I was great. So I worked my way through the rough patches. So yeah, mentors are everything to your success, because they're going to remind you of your greatness. They're going to encourage you when you're down. They're going to support you when you're having a tough day. And they're going to challenge you when you get complacent.
That's super true. Very, very, very inspiring. Listen, this concept of repeating to yourself the words I am and filling the blanks with whatever you want to be, it works. I have been doing it for quite a while, and I saw astounding changes in the way that I relate to myself, my family, my prospects, and even my business partners. So can you dive in a bit deeper on how it works and how our listeners can use this to rewire their mind?
So in my book, The Power of Your Identity, I lay out the process, and people can go to my website, rockthomas.com, and get a free copy. and they can download that and they can go through the steps. But the basic concept is that labels are suggestions and we get them all over the place. You could go somewhere and at school, you know, there's always the funny kid in the class, the troublemaker, there's the responsible one, the teacher's pet. So labels are handed out like they're candy, right? Like they're free. Mm-hmm. And you got to be careful on which ones you want to take on, because you're going to create an inner narrative and you're going to become something maybe that doesn't serve you, like shy or bad with numbers. Even if it's not true, you might take it on. So the whole philosophy is this, is start thinking about what you want to create and be and do in your life. And then start to language it in a way that you play the role. So imagine you're the director of a movie, and I was to say to you, you're going to play the successful, badass, sexy Italian entrepreneur. And you open up a new business every year. You're an incredible father and husband, and you take massively great shape of your body. But once or twice a month, you like to party and have a great time with your family. You get a little bit tipsy, but you're the life of the party.
Mm-hmm.
So let's say that was the description that you gave yourself.
Yeah.
Now I am it. You just go, I am this really responsible, great father. And once or twice a month, I let loose with the family and have three or four glasses of wine and maybe even five or six. And I'm goofy and fun. And I throw pasta against the wall and have a great time. Right?
For sure.
And now you just keep on living into that vision. So just people don't do it consciously though. They're like, oh, I just got to get through today. I got to just get my coffee and try to get in the car and hopefully nothing bad happens. So it's about programming your brain for success with intention, using strategies that have worked for other people.
Amazing. Amazing. So about your books. So The Power of Your Identity is this book that you're basically talked about right now. People can go to your website and download a copy. That's amazing. Now, for your Epic Life Blueprint, can you tell our listeners a bit more about that book and how?
Yeah. So that book was born out of me doing thousands of coachings with people and saying the same thing over and over again and getting tired of hearing my own voice. So I recorded the top 10 strategies and I said, listen to this half an hour of rule number one. And then we'll talk about it so that I don't have to repeat it to you. I'm just going to see what you pulled from listening to it. I'm going to see how good a student you are. We'll discuss the ideas and we'll deepen the knowledge. So I recorded it and then it was so successful at transforming lives. I had it transcribed, tweaked it, and turned it into a book. And so the book is the top 10 rules of success, the 10 things that the most successful people that I learned will do on a continual basis to succeed. I can give you an example. Rule number 8 is tell me what you do before 8 o'clock in the morning and after 8 o'clock at night, and I will predict your financial future for the rest of your life.
Wow.
Why is that? Because there are things that successful people do in the margins of life. Most people don't have a problem faking it through 9 to 5. The most successful people have brilliant mornings and evenings. They write their books then. They work out. They meditate. They get to bed early so they can get up early and do the things that matter to them. Average people suck in the morning and suck at night. They watch TV. They lie around eating a bag of chips. They get up last minute because they drank too much the night before or they had trouble sleeping so they took a sleeping pill, blah, 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 blah.
Yeah.
I want to help people get really intentional before 8 o'clock and after 8 o'clock in the evening, build a second income, write a book, sell a product, be a better dad, run a triathlon, whatever. Those are the times that you get to be outstanding.
That's super interesting. Awesome. Listen, let's talk about your future projects. What are you currently working on so I can get my listeners excited?
I'm looking for people that want to be mentored to become whole life millionaires. People that are serious about getting out of the rat race, they maybe are in a job they don't love and they're good at it, which is great, but they want to do something that they're more passionate about. So you have two ways to get there. What I learned is get really good at doing what you're doing that you don't love so you make enough money and then invest it so that it creates passive income. And that's it might be a short-term plan of pain to pleasure. Mm-hmm. Or find a way that you can turn your passion into a career faster, like my buddy Mike did with Airbnb, And the way we do that is we meet the people, we do assessments to derive what their personality type is and where they would likely be fulfilled. So with Mike, we found out that he had the gift of being a teacher. He didn't know this. Okay. He spent $160,000 getting his CPA, becoming a CPA. He thought, get good grades, go to school, get a good job, $110,000 a year, better than most people, right? Pretty good. But he found himself in a trap. When he met me and he saw the entrepreneurial side, and then we did the assessment, we found he had the gift of teaching that lit him up. And that's when he created the Airbnb online course. And now from anywhere in the world, he teaches people how to make money on Airbnb. And he is completely free of his job. And he works from all over the place. And I told you before, he has 27 different properties. Yeah. So what is my project? My project is setting people free.
That's amazing. Super cool. Do you have a website? So like it's Rock Thomas that you're talking about earlier?
Yeah. People can go to... They can go to Rock Thomas. They can go specifically to gom1.com, G-O-M-1.com, M1 for March to Your Millions. March to Your Millions. There's an application. We don't take everybody. We want people that are serious. We want people that are committed. We want people that have a work ethic and are learning based. And that when we give them the right strategy, like was given to me, they're going to flourish in the area of their choice. I don't tell people where to succeed or how to succeed. I find out what they want to do and what would light them up. And then I help them find the mentors and resources. I have a tribe I started that has over 300 multimillionaires in different arenas. So if somebody says for me, I'm passionate about trailer park homes, I got the guy I can hook them up with. I'm passionate about multiplexes. I got the guy I can hook them up with. I want to sell product on eBay. I got the guy I can set them up with. So I'm a matchmaker.
That's super cool. Very, very interesting. Listen, thank you so much for being on the show today. So I know my listeners will want to read more about these topics and find you really online. So where can people find you online, Rock?
So the I Am Movement podcast is where I share some of the lessons and learnings regarding specifically the identity, because mindset is 80% of your transformation. Most people know what to do, but they don't do what they know because they're stuck in the how. So we have to find a way to push them through that. So I'd say they should go to my podcast, but they can go to rockthomas.com and they can check out my website and they can look at the mastermind and products that are there and lots of free stuff on social media that I do. So I'll meet people wherever they're at. They want to accelerate and go fast. They want to be part of my inner circle. Great. They want to just get some free stuff and listen to me on social media. Awesome. Wherever you're at, we're happy to serve.
Perfect. Again, thank you so much for being here today. I can't wait to have you back. Already thinking about down the road for another episode. But again, thanks a lot and have a great rest of the day.
Awesome. And thanks for having me. I appreciate it. And I love the Italian background. I'm like, there's no way he's in Toronto.
Nope. It's Rome. It's actually close to the Vatican City here.
Oh, cool.
All right. Well,
God bless.
We'll chat soon. Bye. And this is it for today, Game Changers. Thank you so much for tuning in. If you enjoyed it, please subscribe to the podcast and you will be the very first person to know when we release new episodes. Also, do not forget to leave a review. It literally takes a minute. It makes my day brighter. And if you send me a screenshot for a limited time on Instagram or by email, you will get a free 15-minute coaching call worth $50. Thank you so much, and I'll see you in the next episode.